There's something about you, so hard to describe. I find myself sometimes getting lost in your eyes. Keep blushing, I'll tell you that you mesmerize. Been studying that body, got every inch memorized. I hate to call you cute, cause you already know that I approach you differently. I ain't like most cats, they say that this is make the heart grow fonder. Heart grow fonder. The farther away that you are, the closer you are to my heart. Can I love you forever? Wake you up with kisses. Can I love you forever? Can I love you forever? Better for worse, worse for better. Can I love you forever?
Skipper.
Can I love you forever?
Welcome to another episode of Sick of Being Lonely. Are you sick of being lonely? If so, you can visit sickofbeinglonely.com because we can help. Today's episode is about an article that I came across from The Independent UK. It's called Indie Life. Single women reveal the biggest issues they've had with online dating. Now, I've briefly touched on these topics in previous episodes, but this is a little different when you hear it from the horse's mouth, so to speak. And it says, many women complain about the fact that men they match can be inconsiderate and often don't pay attention to specific details outlined in their profiles. Some even try to manipulate their preferences in order to suit them. What is that basically saying? What is the overall general context of that statement? Anyone? Okay, let me help you out. What that is basically saying is the guys don't care. They're not taking it as seriously as the women. Here's another quote. Most of the men I encounter are married. It is a game to them. I mean, think about it. If that is your only form of meeting people, this may not be the arena for you. This is the reality of it. Now, you may have some guys that would take you seriously, but much in real life as opposed to online dating, you're not interested. So you're not interested in the guys that are interested in you, at least for the most part. Another woman wrote, other users highlighted, the number of explicit messages they receive when communicating with people they've met on dating sites. I usually get explicit ones from younger guys hitting up an older lady. Exactly. We've talked about this in detail. Practice sex. Ladies, if a guy is considerably younger than you, you may be able to offer him experience, tailoring. You may be rough around the edges. You may be able to prep him for the woman or women that he actually would want to engage in, engage with a long-term relationship. It's kind of like a veteran athlete. Now, they may be on the way out in terms of their physical ability, but the mental capacity and the intangibles and the experience that they can provide to the younger rookies and second-year players is almost invaluable. So you have to look, if you're an older woman and you're dating younger guys, you have to look at it like that. Are there the rare cases that the guy really wants to be with you and spend time with you and so on and so forth? Yeah, sure. They are. But you would be better served dealing in reality that it just is what it is. You guys are just having a good time. These women in this article are having a hard time understanding that. The other issues that they brought up is managing all the comments and messages. You see, women have hard times making decisions generally. So the more options that they're provided with, well, the harder the decision. So let's say 10 guys message her and she likes 4 of them. Is she then going to delete the app? Log out of the app? Probably not. So the next time she logs into the app or opens the app, there may be another 10, maybe 20, 30 guys that messaged her. And she may like a percentage of those guys, in addition to the other guys that she liked from the previous time. There are too many guys to filter through. There's not enough time allotted to do it. And some of the guys aren't going to wait on her. So she has to interact with these guys on a almost like speed dating, where they generally exchange some questions and possibly meet up for a drink, coffee, some formal meet and greet. Now, if she has 10 to 15 other guys that she's possibly interested in and has scheduled some meetups with, do you really think you're going to get her full attention at your meetup? So if you're not, and guys typically know this, then it's like, if we're not going to really be serious, why don't we just have sex? What I'm trying to say is the majority of guys on these sites are not trying to get into relationships with you. You just have to be honest and realistic about that. They're trying to hang out, hook up, develop a friends with benefit account or scenario. I'd say maybe 30%, maybe 25% of them are actually willing to do a long-term relationship or marriage. I'd say out of that, maybe 50% of that number is based on circumstance. They don't have the resources to take care of themselves, so they will get into an LTR just to survive. That doesn't mean he necessarily wants to be in a relationship. There's a difference. So the other 75% are just there to see what's going on. And if these guys read some of these profiles and these requirements of some of these women, they can get a picture, an idea, based on the image of the woman and the profile, or the images provided in the profile, of what kind of woman she is. So he's bypassing the meet and greet altogether, which may lead to vulgar messaging, lewd images being sent to you, and you may feel disrespected or some kind of way by these things. You may ask yourself, why are these guys treating you like this? I just told you why. They're not going to take you any more seriously than the guys in real life will. They're not going to do it. And when you get on these apps, you see a lot of imagery. Images create imagination. Imagination is the sibling of fantasy. They're siblings. So now you're fantasizing about someone that you were introduced to merely through an image. See? And that doesn't make any sense. Another woman wrote, a lot of guys seem to be using dating apps as a socialization, validation video game, and an easy hookup search tool. Not actually to date or make a friend. And when it is for dating, they treat it like speed dating of some sort. You will have one conversation, maybe not even that, then go on a date or they're out. It's honestly like a game to most people. There are so many people available to you at any given time that most people end up dating, seeing multiple people at the same time. With that, the idea of eventually committing to one person is difficult because you still have so many options at your disposal. See? I'm doing this freestyle. I'm actually going step by step. So, as I previously stated, guys aren't taking it seriously, and why? And then I read you quotes from actual women that perfectly aligned with what I was stating. It's just common sense, guys. I mean, we're not building rockets here, okay? This is not rocket science. The more options you have, the least opt you will be to select one of those options. if your supply is high, it may cause your demand to be low. Okay, guys, that's another episode of Sick of Being Lonely. Are you sick of being lonely? Are you lonely? It's okay, because we can help. Visit sickofbeinglonely.com for more information. Oh, and remember, standard rates may apply.